Good morning. You're tuned into Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. My name is Brooke Schaefer, and I'm in the studio with a voice that you often hear pre-recorded. Rob usually gets the pleasure of interviewing you. I'm here with Garland Kennedy, the Daily Sitka Sentinel sports editor. Thanks for coming in live.
Thanks for having me. I'm glad to be here.
It's kind of fun. We were chatting beforehand. This is your first time doing it live, so this is kind of exciting for both of us. My first time interviewing you.
A different experience.
That's right. Yeah. Well, we're here to talk about something pretty darn exciting as well, which has to do with world records being broken. But I'll start with asking you about Native Youth Olympics. So that's where some of these records were broken. So tell us a little bit about when the Native Youth Olympics happened, a little bit of background about it.
Well, about a week ago in Anchorage, the team from Mount Edgecombe High School went up to the Alaska Airlines Center and competed in the annual Native Youth Olympics. They've been going on for about 50 years now, and Edgecombe has a really solid track record, a really solid team. MEHS won the competition overall, and Mount Edgecombe senior Colton Paul broke the world record in one event, tied a record in another, and swept a number of first place spots in others.
Okay, wow. So a huge showing for Mount Edgecombe High School as a whole, and also for this particular athlete, Colton Paul. I want to talk, we want to talk about him in particular, but before we move on to that, just for people who aren't as familiar with the Native Youth Olympics, tell us a little bit about what sort of events happen at this large event.
Yeah, they're events unlike stuff you would see in other, say, NCAA classified sports. So Colton broke the world record in the scissor broad jump, which is a four-step broad jump. But again, unlike anything you would see on a track and field team, there are also other things like a seal hop, which involves the athlete in almost a lowered push-up position. It's a test of endurance of your core muscles, of your shoulders, your arms, and you attempt to hop forward while in that lowered push-up position. Other events like the wrist carry, in which an athlete hangs on by the strength of a single wrist on a beam, which is being carried by two other athletes who are running around the gym. So these events are quite challenging.
Not only challenging, physically challenging, but it sounds like there's an element of pain in some of these events as well.
I've tried some myself. Okay. Out of curiosity, did very poorly, and some of it hurts.
So is it a little physically painful? And what's the, I guess, a little bit of the history? Why are these events set up the way they are? What's the story behind them?
The events, being the Native Youth Olympics, the events come back to Alaska Native activities. I'm not super familiar with the individual stories of each event, but every event does have a story, and that is something the athletes in interviews brought up with me as well, the importance of cultural heritage at NYO.
Okay. I think we'll kind of circle back to that, because I'd like to spend a little bit of time talking about some of these specific athletes, Colton Paul in particular. Where is he in his academic journey?
He is a senior, so he will graduate in, I think, a week and a half, 2 weeks.
Very soon, right. And tell us about his journey as an athlete.
He's an incredibly talented athlete, and he has had his sights on breaking this particular record. Again, the scissor broad jump, a four-step jump in which the athlete has to cross their legs, one leg behind the other, as they step forward. So it requires strength, coordination, all of the above, just everything.
And is the goal for the distance how far you can jump?
Correct. Okay. Yeah, it's measured in distance. And he jumped 38 feet and 7 inches, breaking the previous world record by 1 foot and 2 inches, and beating the second place competitor by 7.5 inches. Of course, meaning the second place guy also broke the world record.
So there was some great athleticism, you know, all around that was happening at the Native Youth Olympics this year.
Absolutely, and especially from Colton.
So did he talk at all about, when you had a chance to interview him, what his plans are going forward?
So he hopes to remain active. I'm not 100% certain on eligibility for NYO following high school, but he's absolutely intent on remaining active. He was clear on that. And I see no reason why he couldn't break more records in the future if given the opportunity.
Okay. There's another athlete that won an award, also a Mount Edgecombe High School athlete. This one's from Sitka. That's Tessa Anderson. Tell us about her and what award she won.
Well, she's a junior, and she won the Autumn Ridley Award for the highest scoring female athlete in the games. Anyone who follows sports in Sitka has likely heard Tessa's name. She is a staple on the volleyball team, the basketball team, very talented athlete. With a first place finish in the 2 foot high kick a week ago, a second place finish in the scissor broad jump, and then two more third place finishes in the seal hop and the 1 foot high kick.
And she's a junior, so did you get a chance to ask her a little bit about what her plans are for her senior year?
I'm not sure if she's going to focus on a specific event, but she absolutely plans to remain active.
Okay. And then there's a couple other athletes that I guess we'll maybe draw into the conversation, because a big part of what we were talking about before we came on the air that the Native Youth Olympics is about this spirit or community aspect that happens at the Olympics. There are a couple of students that are, one in particular is doing some interesting work around that aspect of it. Peter Griggs, tell us about him.
He's from Port Lions and Quethluk, also from Anchorage. He's moved around. And he's working on a film for a class about Alaska Native culture, and specifically how that ties into NYO, which of course draws Alaska Native people from all across the state. You have teams representing folks from Ketchikan up north to Utqiagvik to Bethel, down the chain. And he's working on that film. He would like to publish it before he graduates. He is a senior, so he graduates very soon, and said he plans to have it on the Mount Edgecombe website.
So people can look for it there, potentially in the next couple of weeks before he graduates.
I'm looking forward to seeing it.
Yeah. Well, that kind of draws me back to what we were talking about a little bit earlier, which is this community experience. So some of these students, when you spoke with them, Peter Griggs obviously talked about it, but even some of the athletes that were competing talked about an experience about going to this event. I wonder if you could talk a little bit about what they said in those terms.
Colton was very straightforward in how he described it, and he said that NYO is, quote, nothing but support, love, humor. And that was maybe the most succinct description of the games that anyone ever gave me. And that's it's just a supportive atmosphere of people who are competing on one hand, but also support each other, cheer each other on, and want the other people there to do well. Nevaeh George, a Mount Edgecombe sophomore from Newtok who was there, said really similar things. Talked about meeting other students and speaking with elders about various events and their meaning. And this is something every athlete I interviewed brought up at some point. There's a tremendous sense of community at NYO.
There is one way for people to get a slight sense of the enthusiasm and community by going to YouTube. There's a video where people could see it's Colton breaking the world record, if I remember correctly. Is that the video?
It sure is. It's on the Cook Inlet Tribal Council channel. It's maybe a 3-minute video, and you can watch Colton shatter that world record. The crowd is electric. It is a stunning video and well worth your time this morning.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we're just about out of time, so I'll just briefly ask you anything that we should know about in, community events, community athleticism happening in Sitka.
Well, we have baseball and softball and track all ongoing for Sitka High. Of course, Mount Edgecombe finishes their school year a little before SHS. And then for locals of all ages, the Alpine Adventure Run registration has opened. There is now a wait list, which is populated. So whether or not you'd be able to get a spot registering now is a definite maybe. But that is a big event over the summer that I know I'm looking forward to, and other people are as well.
People will see you training. You're going to be participating?
I do have a spot.
Okay.
Whether you'd call it training or just bouncing around the mountains, yeah. One or the other.
Okay, wonderful. Well, thank you, Garland Kennedy, for coming in live this morning.
Thank you for having me.
And thank you, listeners, for tuning in to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka.